Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question. It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
Appreciate the Letters to Laura. You can submit those anytime. Just go to star98.net. This one is from Alicia. She wants your advice on first date meals. Like, what should you order on a first date? Because she's talking about how it shouldn't be too heavy of a meal so that you're full and you feel bloated, but it also shouldn't be too light of a meal either, because then maybe the date feels like, oh, she's one of these people that, you know, doesn't want to eat stuff. I don't know. But Alicia's like, okay, well, how do you balance what to eat on date number one? And we figure that, of course, in our letters to Laura, you would know the answer to this question. So there you go.
Well, and I've been going back and forth with my words of wisdom for this one, because I guess it all just comes down to, what are you in the mood for? I don't know that there's a right or wrong food, is there?
Well,
you would obviously discuss with your partner. So if I was on a first date with someone and they're like, hey, let's go to the steakhouse that serves nothing but steak, I'd probably say, could we maybe not do that? Like, I don't eat meat. So that might not be a good thing. If your partner doesn't like a certain kind of food or has a seafood allergy, maybe, you know, the seafood buffet, probably not the best option then. If they have a shellfish allergy, you don't want to send them to the hospital on date number one. Might be a great story years later. Like, yeah, I almost tried to kill him on our first date by taking him for some crab legs. But I think, I don't know, that's so much pressure being put on one meal. I don't think it really matters. That's not going to make or break a date, is it?
Well, a new survey asked what foods were best to order on a first date. Pizza came out on top. That's pretty universal, right? Easy to eat, right? Not really that big of a deal as far as that is concerned. Burgers made the list of things to order on date one. See, to me, a burger, I don't want to open my mouth that much on date one. I don't want to open it that wide. I don't know. That's
Why?
Just me. I don't know. And it's a little embarrassing.
See, these are things I think that people over-worry about. I was going to say over-analyze, but over-worry about. You don't need to worry. Nobody's going to go, he had to open his mouth so wide to take that bite. I'm never going to want to go on a second date with him. Nobody thinks that.
It's not so much that. It's just like, you know, you probably have ketchup running down your chin and barbecue sauce all over the place. Because it's interesting.
And
because
isn't it better to get that out of the way on the first date? Like, hey, this person is human, so can I deal with that? Okay, let's go on a second date.
It's interesting that ribs made one of the worst foods list. Because just of the messy factor, but chicken wings was one of the best foods to eat on date one, which is, to me, pretty equally messy. So I'm not quite sure how that works. But, you know, corn on the cob, you know, I don't know. I guess it's, you're right. Maybe I am overthinking this, but I don't know. Perception can be reality in some cases, you know. Like if you order a salad, the other person might be like, oh, boy. Okay, she's not gonna eat. I'd like her to eat it. I'm at this steak place.
I order salads all the time, and the salads are mounded
yes,
with all kinds of stuff, and I'll wolf
true.
That baby down. So, like, it's not that I think that you'll say, oh, she's such a dainty eater, she ate a salad. No. Have you ever seen a skinny elephant? No, they eat nothing but vegetables. So they'd eat a salad, too. So, I mean, I think unless the person sitting across from you has such horrific table manners that no matter what they'd be eating, they're slopping their food, they're spitting it when they talk, they're chewing with their mouth open, that you're going to notice. But if the person orders spaghetti and a little bit happens to flip on their shirt, don't you just kind of laugh about it? Like, oh, hold on, I have a Tide pen in my purse. You hand it to him, you go on with your meal. Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
Can you tell that I haven't been on a first date in a very long time? Because I obviously have
no clue
as to how to handle this. And that's why Letters to Laura is the better option with any of your questions. Nothing's off limits. Check it out at star98.net.